So Yancey Elorza and Republican Dan Harrop faced off in their first campaign debate last week at Laurelmead, an East Side elderly housing complex. There was more heat than light, as Elorza, a former city housing court judge, and Harrop, a psychiatrist, attacks Cianci's record as one of New England's most infamously corrupt politicians. Cianci shot back in a game, albeit rambling attempt to cover Elorza with mud, conjuring up a 20-year-old shoplifting incident, and asserting Elorza didn't believe in God. Cianci's talk show one-liners may be tired, but they keep coming in his best mimic of an ancient Borscht Belt comedian. For a rookie candidate, Elorza held his own. A Harvard Law School grad, Elorza laid out his plans with lawyer-like precision and never wilted under Cianci's salvos. It's too bad this campaign has begun with silliness and candidates seeking style points over substance. A century ago, our capital was the Silicon Valley of the era, a fount of innovation and technology that was a beacon for inventors from around the globe. Home to great universities, hospitals, stately churches, and stunning architecture, 21st century Providence is a dowager in serious need of a psychic and economic facelift. The public schools aren't ready for a new century, too many streets are crumbling, and legacy public employee pension and health care costs cast a shadow over City Hall finances. Voters should demand that candidates offer specific plans to deal with these new realities and talk about how they plan to pay for their proposals. Harrop has a concrete plan, taking the city into a form of bankruptcy, a la Central Falls in Detroit. It may sound attractive to some libertarians, but it is filled with uncertainty, like asking voters who can't swim to jump into the deep end of the Davy Loeb's pool without a life jacket. Receivership is cumbersome and could well be foolhardy. As City Councilman Sam Zurier, a Yale-trained lawyer, points out, it's doubtful that a judge would rule that Providence is insolvent. Even if receivership is granted, there's no guarantee that the city would be allowed to change existing union contracts, which cover the legacy pensions. Everyone who hasn't been living in the East Side Tunnel knows of Cianci's past, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Cianci's problem is his utter lack of contrition and joking dismissal of his time in prison. At the debate, Cianci gave a lame Ed DePreet-like apology to voters, saying, quote, "I've got baggage and I apologize for anything you think I've done," unquote. Cianci's baggage won't fit into the overhead carry-on. Yet Elorza and his affluent East Side supporters should dial down the negatives over Cianci's prison sojourn. There's plenty of fodder in his 2 decades as mayor to pore over, notably the mismanagement of city finances and pension programs, not to mention his sensationally poor judgment in hiring aides who ended up taking bribes and kickbacks. There's been much talk about an independent group of Eastsiders organizing an anti-Cianci political action committee. They'd be much wiser to put their money into an aggressive get-out-the-vote campaign on Elorza's behalf. The East Side has to understand that many voters in other city neighborhoods aren't so keen on a city hall run mostly by those who live in the 02906 zip code. What Elorza really needs to do is work harder in the South Side neighborhoods he lost in the primary to City Council President Mike Solomon. Elorza needs to reach out to African-American and Latino voters. For this, Solomon is a much better ally than such East Siders as Brett Smiley and Lorna Drain. Quote, "It's not about me, it's about the city," unquote, said Solomon while campaigning for Elorza. That's an attitude other Providence politicians ought to adopt between now and November 4th. Otherwise, it could well be back to a Cianci future.